26, verses 1 and 3. To be so, why did thy Savior come to earth and to the humble go? Why did he choose a lowly birth? Because he loved me so. Comes out, sing his praise, and then to glory go, and live with him through endless days, because he loved me so. Life for me, because he loved me so. Tell me the story of Jesus, verse 2. Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that are past, how for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of his labor, tell of the sorrow he bore. He was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected and poor. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you. And on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, the one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Number 119, only in thee, verses 1, 2, and 3. Doso vi, only in thee, O Savior mine, dwelleth my soul in peace divine. Peace that the world, though all combine, never can take from me. Pleasures of earth so seemingly sweet, fail at the last my longings to meet. Only in thee my bliss is complete, only dear Lord in thee. Only in thee a radiance bright shines like a beacon in the night, guiding my pilgrim bark aright over life's trackless sea. Only in thee when troubles molest, when with temptation I am oppressed, there is a sweet pavilion of rest. Only dear Lord in thee, only in thee, dear Savior slain, losing my life, my all to gain, trusting I'm cleansed from every stain, thou art my only plea. Only in thee, my heart will delight, tell it at last where cometh no night, faith will be lost in heavenly sight. Only dear Lord, hear thee.
The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead.
Oh, to be like thee. Number 119. Excuse me. Number 97. Oh, to be like thee, verses 2 and 3. Oh, to be like thee, full of compassion, loving, forgiving, tender and kind, helping the helpless, cheering the fainting, seeking the wandering sinner to find. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Cover thy sweetness, cover thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. Oh,
to be like thee, lowly in spirit, holy and harmless, patient and brave, meekly enduring cruel reproaches, willing to suffer, others to save. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Covet thy sweetness, covet thy fullness, step thy own image deep on my heart.
Tell me the story of Jesus, verse 3.
Toby, tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him. Tell how he liveth again. Love him that story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me wait while you whisper. Love paid the ransom for me.
Then he released Barabbas to them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. Now as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, "This man is calling for Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit.
Number 189, when I survey the wondrous cross.
Oh, with I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. My riches gain I count but loss, and for contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my Lord. All the vain things that shall be boast, I sacrifice them to His blood. See from His head, His hands, His feet, sorrow and love flow beagle down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet? O'er thoughts composed so rich a crown. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this day and for the many blessings that You have richly given to us. Especially as we assemble around this table, we are mindful of the blessings of Your Son and for the sacrifice that He willingly made upon the cross of Calvary for our sins. This truly was the just one dying on behalf of all of the unjust ones upon this earth. We pray as we partake of this bread that we may remember His suffering and His humiliation while He was upon this earth. And may we also remember His death upon the cross and the blessings that it brings to us. These things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
this time we continue our prayer to you, giving you thanks for the many blessings in life that we have. We're thankful that you were able to give your Son so that he may come to this earth and live a life that we should be able to see the way that we should live and try to live the same. We're thankful that he was willing to go to that cross and to carry all of our sins with him there. We pray that you would bless this cup of the vine, which represents that blood that flowed down, that washes us clean from our sins when we ask for repentance. We ask you to forgive us for our sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
This time the Lord's Supper has been completed. We usually will take a moment and sing a song in between the collection. We've been asked to do it differently this morning, so at this time we'll take the collection. This is not a solicitation of any of the visitors that we have here this morning.
tell me the story of Jesus. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
Now, late on the Sabbath day, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and moved away the rock and sat on it. His appearance was as lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the watchers did quake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, who hath been crucified. He's not here. For he is risen, even as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples, He is risen from the dead, and lo, he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall you see him. I have told you. And they departed quickly from the tomb in fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. And behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then saith Jesus unto them, Fear not. Go tell my brethren that they depart into Galilee, and there they shall see me.
Number 174, Christ arose. We'll sing all the verses first. And the chorus will be last. We'll begin slowly and softly. Do be so.
And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe, tongue, and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor, glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power to him who sits on the throne, to the Lamb forever and ever."
Number 34, "Worthy art thou," verses 1 and 3. Dosol, worthy of praise is Christ our Redeemer, worthy of glory, honor, and power, worthy of all our soul's adoration, worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings, and honor, worthy of wisdom, glory, and power, worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving, worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Lord, may we come before thee with seeking, filled with thy spirit, wisdom, and power. May we ascribe thee glory and honor. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings, and honor, worthy of wisdom, glory, and power, worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving, worthy art thou, worthy art thou.
But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
Number 473, "When he comes in glory by and by." We'll sing the first and the last. We'll begin the chorus softly. Oh, how sweet 'twill be to meet the Lord when he comes in glory by and by. What a song of praise will be outpoured when he comes in glory by and by. How sweet when he comes in the sky. What joy, what joy when he comes in glory by and by. I am longing for that happy day when he comes in glory by and by. For with him I hope to soar away when he comes in glory by and by. How sweet when he comes in the sky. What joy when he comes in glory by and by.
Come
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me.
We have let the word of Christ richly dwell within us this morning. And we've taught one another, admonished one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We've told the story of Jesus. How he was God and came to earth to live among men, to show us the way to the Father, to give himself as the ultimate sacrifice for sin, to die, but to be resurrected, giving us the hope and the assurance that we too can be resurrected. He was seen and proved to be resurrected among men. Then he ascended to heaven to the throne of God, where he reigns now. God did all of that because he wants you to have a relationship with him. That's what it's all about. He's given each of us a spirit created in the image of God. And that spirit is designed. Its purpose, its intent, its fulfillment, its joy is found in having a relationship with God. Do you have that relationship this morning? We're going to sing a song that pictures Jesus now as the loving shepherd who calls people to come to him. He calls us through the gospel, through his word. He wants us to come, to be with him now and forevermore. And for those who have already come and yet have walked away, he knocks on the door of the heart and says, open the door, because there's no way to open it from the outside. There's no handle. There's no doorknob. It has to be opened from the inside. Open that door. Let me come in so we can have fellowship. So Jesus, the loving shepherd, calls us to come to him that we may have peace, true fulfillment, true life, now and forevermore. That we may worship him in the fullness of joy and fulfillment. So as we sing these words this morning, we encourage you to make your wants and wishes known. If you need to be buried with Christ in baptism, as we talked about this morning, earlier, so that you can rise to walk a new life because you have been made dead to sin and alive to God, then we encourage you to do that. If you need to renew your relationship with him and need the prayers and help of the brethren, we invite you to come together as we stand and sing this song, Jesus the Loving Shepherd. Verse 1, chorus, verse 2 and 3, and then the chorus. Please be standing.
Jesus, the loving shepherd, calleth thee now to come into the fold of safety where there is rest and room. Come in the strength of manhood, come in the board of youth. Enter the fold of safety. Enter the way of truth. Lovingly, tenderly calling is he. Wanderer, wanderer, come unto me. Patiently waiting there, standing I see. Jesus, my shepherd divine. Jesus, the loving shepherd, gave his dear life for thee. Tenderly thou he's calling, wanderer, for without is danger. Come, Christ the Shepherd blessed. Enter the fold of safety. Enter the place of rest. Lingering is but folly. Wolves are abroad today. Seeking the sheep for straying. Seeking the lambs to slay. Jesus, the loving shepherd, calleth thee now to come. Enter the fold of safety, where there is rest and room. Lovingly, tenderly calling is he. Wanderer, wanderer, come unto me. Patiently waiting there, standing I see. Jesus, my shepherd divine. Please remain standing. We're going to sing Blessed Assurance in a moment. Thank you for your kind attention this morning and your involvement in worship. I invite you to come back tonight at 6 o'clock when we'll talk about tuning the heart and tuning the voice. God has made us so that we are singing, communicating, individuals, beings. And when he says sing, there's some things that go along with that idea of singing. What does it mean when we sing? What are the requirements that belong to that? So we'll discuss that tonight as well. We would invite visitors back, invite you back, and it would be good to invite our friends and our neighbors, our denominational friends, particular, this would be a good setting for them to discover New Testament worship, to discover why does the Church of Christ do that, and see how effective and meaningful it can be. We'll be teaching the truth along with the worship and the aspects of how we, the leader leads and the congregation follows. So every evening we'll be tuning our hearts as well as tuning our voices. So invite you back every time that you could be here. Are there any other announcements that need to be made? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. This is my story. We've talked about Jesus' story. Now this is our story. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Glory. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Amen.
Would you bow with me? Our dear Heavenly Father, we bow before your throne once more this morning as we conclude our worship unto you. We pray that everything we have done and is in strict accordance with your word. We hope that the songs that we have sung were sweet sounds into your ears. We are thankful for this local church that we have a place to come and worship you. We're thankful for this country that we can worship you without fear of persecution. We pray that it always be so and that we always take a stand for your word. We are thankful for the many saints that are represented here and for this family, and we ask that we always encourage one another and be good examples to each other as we strive to live in this world and go through our lives, but remain faithful to you and not be found lacking when our lives here are over. We are so thankful for your son Jesus, for his life upon this earth, for his teachings, for his willingness to come and to die upon the cross for each of us. We pray that we always remember that was for each of us, and that through that we have a hope of a home in heaven should we follow your word and become baptized and be a Christian and always be a good example to those around us. We are thankful for those visitors who have joined us this morning. We ask that you be with them if they must continue on. If they live in this local community, we pray that they would have an opportunity to come back and worship with us and that your word would do much good. We are so thankful for all the many blessings of this earth. We know we have more than we need, and we pray that we always give back to further the borders of your kingdom and do what we can to help those around us. We pray all these things in your son's name. Amen.
Amen.